Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the Cookie Jar, and it's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. We're going to start with the heat wave coming up. Would you rather be too hot or too cold?
Oh, this one's easy for me. I'd rather be too cold. There's no question about this. Because there are certain things that you can do to warm up. You can go for a walk. You can jump around. You can do a lot of things. When you're hot, there is no relief. And there is only so much I could take off before people go, ew.
Too cold, definitely. It's not even close. I mean, I think it goes from growing up as a kid. I used to play pond hockey.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of stuff. And the heat, like John said, it just, you get miserable. We had practice, when was it? Tuesday night last week? And it was pretty warm and muggy, but there was no movement of the air.
Yeah.
And all I was doing was hitting balls, and I'm sweating to death.
Miserable.
It's going to be swampy. It's like 98, 99 plus the humidity. I'd rather be too cold.
When I used to live in Northern Virginia, for most of the summer, as soon as you left the house and you tried to get from there to the truck, you would be just a full body sweat. And I hate that.
Sticky, slimy. Yeah. Greg?
This is my hot yoga days showing up. I would rather be too hot. Let's understand that the two at the beginning of each of these adjectives means you are miserable either way. So it's not really as preferable to your comfortable temperature. It's just preferable to one another. When I'm cold, all I want to do is bundle up, shiver, and not move. When it's hot, I'm actually still want to have some type of movement. And I am used to, like, I guess I don't mind sweating a little bit.
Right. Some of it depends on what you're doing at the time when you're too hot or too cold. Whenever I've been too cold, it's usually at a football game, and I'm okay with that. Or I'm fishing, and at that point, you know, I've been fishing before where you, like, I can't even move my fingers, but the fish are biting. I'm like, I'm all right.
Can we call some? You had a hot yoga phase?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
This was in my mid-30s.
Okay. Spend a minute with that visual.
All right. Just
pre-kids.
Yeah. Ready? Tigers in-stadium host Kara Wolfbauer posted a photo of her hot dog with ketchup on it. Fair or foul?
With ketchup on it? There's nothing foul about that. It's not, I would go with mustard, but if somebody likes ketchup on it, I'm not going to sit there and say it's foul.
It's fair. I prefer switching it up. Sometimes I'll do mustard and ketchup, and sometimes I'll do just
mustard.
Oh, you get
wild and crazy.
Put some onions sometimes. I when I put onions on it, I don't like ketchup on it.
There are baseball purists who think this is like an abomination. I have no issue with ketchup on a hot dog. But I think there will be ticket texters who are disappointed in us.
Because of ketchup on a hot dog? That's kind of one of the places you use ketchup. Not me, but...
If I'm not mistaken, I think Dan Dickerson may even be one of these purists who says ketchup.
Was it supposed to be nothing?
No, mustard.
Oh, okay.
People swear that you can't do ketchup on a hot dog. Greg?
You are correct about Dan. It is he who does not like the ketchup on the hot dog. Hey, man, you like ketchup on a hot dog? That's cool. I feel like this is one of those takes, the you can't put ketchup on a hot dog, that is just society one day decided that this is a take we're going to have.
So, right. Yeah, growing up, I feel like it was totally normal.
I heard yesterday they had the rain delay at the beginning of the game, so they were filling time, and they did this as a topic, And Bobby Scales put spicy brown mustard on his.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good take.
Another spicy garlic guy.
I like that
guy.
One, yeah.
Yes.
Name something sneaky people don't realize is actually great on the grill.
I'll give you mine. And this is becoming more of a thing, but I don't think enough people do it, and that's corn on the cob on the grill. But it's got to be shucked. I don't like having it. I know you could put it in there in everything, but I like having it on the grill. It takes a little bit longer, and you've got to manage it because you don't want to get one side burned. But when there's just a little bit of a singe on some of the kernels, you flip it, and it takes a little bit of time. It is oh so good.
It's funny you said that because I just don't see what the big deal is, and it takes longer, so why would I do it? But that just we just disagree.
Well, it depends on how well you've seasoned your grill.
Mine's asparagus. I think asparagus is excellent on the grill.
Yeah,
it's one of the few vegetables I'll eat.
It's a good call.
Makes your pee smell.
It does. little fun fact on the side. Yeah.
Have you guys ever done a pizza on the grill?
Oh yeah, we did it a couple weeks ago.
You got to be quick about it because you do one side, then you flip it, and then you build the pizza while it's on the grill.
Wait, how do you do it? You do one side,
you grill the one side of the dough, and then you flip it over, and then you top it with your sauce and cheese and toppings while it's cooking.
Oh no, we put it on the stone, it's already got the toppings and everything on it. You just put the stone in there, and now you just got to manage the heat of the grill. If it gets too hot, then you're screwed.
Greg.
Nothing in particular here, but I think you guys are on the right path with vegetables.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
50 years today since the release of Jaws, the first big summer blockbuster film. What's the last great summer blockbuster film you saw?
The last great one I saw would have gone back to probably 2007, Bourne Ultimatum.
Mine is 2008. The Dark Knight.
It's a good one.
I saw it the Saturday after the Friday opener. I was adamant about seeing it before anybody ruined anything. And then it was like me and my wife were like talking about it for hours after. Like it was so fascinating, the Heath Ledger. Yeah. Now, there's been a couple since I give credit to, but I wasn't into the Marvel movies until after they came out. But Iron Man and then also Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. But that's what summer blockbusters are at this point. They're sequels and superhero movies. A couple years ago, I went and saw Oppenheimer. That was my last great summer blockbuster. But that's like the anomaly. A lot of these are Iron Man 3, Inside Out 2, Toy Story 4. Like, it's just all sequels and superhero movies.
Toy Story 3
moves.
Was good. I didn't see it in the theater.
Yeah. Greg?
Clearly, it's Top Gun Maverick.
Yep.
Highly anticipated. John would actually say this, but he didn't sleep. He slept through that
movie. I slept through that one, yeah. At least the first half of it, yeah.
Where do you guys stand on class rings?
I don't understand the point. I don't, and so I go back to I had a class ring in high school, and it recently surfaced, and I'm like, why was this a big deal? Why did we do that? The girls didn't do it in their high school time, and maybe it's a thing of a bygone era. I don't know if anybody even does that anymore. High school, I've never even seen a class ring for college. I believe it's a thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't get them. I actually am a little stunned they're still around, but no way.
What are you going to give your girlfriend?
Wait, what?
Your class ring.
Oh,
why they wear it around their neck?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it used to be a thing.
No, they wear your varsity jacket if you play sports.
Yeah, that too.
Or your jersey.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny because you connect the two here. To me, the class ring is the peaked in high school thing. You don't get a class ring. And it was equally cringy to see someone show up to college wearing their high school varsity jacket. Sorry, buddy. It's time to move on.
Yeah, that one goes in the closet as soon as you graduate.
Yeah.
My wife still has hers in our house, by the way.
Well, I still have mine, but I don't wear it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This last one is a popular internet debate at the moment. You have to give up one. Sauce. So that's all sauce. Dressings, hot sauce with your pasta, or kissing.
Oh, I'm not giving up kissing.
Yeah.
I'll give up sauce in a heartbeat. I'm not a big sauce fan to begin with, but I'm a big fan of kissing.
I like my sauces. I mean, especially spicy garlic.
We know.
I like dipping things in ranch once in a while, and sometimes I don't do it. But I'm not giving... Who gives up kissing? This is... Where do you find these crazy internet things?
This one was TikTok, so...
TikTok. And is there anybody that said they would give up kissing?
I'd give up kissing.
I'd give up kissing. You'd still bang.
Right. There's other ways to be intimate. Come on now. Come on, boys. You're going to go with no sauce. So... I love Italian food. I'm going to have no sauce. I'm going to have dry pasta.
So what are you and your wife just breathing on each other?
Is this kissing like completely?
Yeah.
I can't give my daughter a kiss on the cheek.
Not if you want to have mayonnaise on your sandwich.
Well, I guess I'll go without mayonnaise.
Yeah, okay. Mayonnaise blows anyway.
No ranch. I know there's a lot of Midwestern ranch people out there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge sauce fan to begin with.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, it can add, but I like the taste of the food the way it is.
I need an opinion on something.
Yeah.
How does the Italian feel about ranch and pizza?
I hate it.
I knew it.
And it's such a big Michigan thing. I hate it.
Look at the look on his face. Like, he does hate. I've never seen that much hate.
Why?
Just gross.
You dip your crust in, it's about the only way you could eat crust.
No, people go like...
Oh, I know. I've seen the Instagram videos where somebody takes a piece of pizza and dumps it into a vat of ranch. That seems to me to be very
disgusting.
I've
never had like Buddy's great.
Buddy's ranch?
Oh yeah, Buddy's ranch is top notch.
Breadsticks? You put the breadsticks.
That one Uber Eats commercial where the lady's like laying on the couch and it's dripping onto her shirt, that's terrible.
All right, I'm sure we got some feedback on this. It is the cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Period. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.